with SRN News. I'm John Scott. President Biden and former President Trump agreeing to hold two campaign debates on June 27th, hosted by CNN, and on September 10th, hosted by ABC. CNN says its debate will be held in its Atlanta studios with no audience present. The Israel-Hamas war has caused rampant protesting across university campuses in the U.S. Donna Warder with the latest on what's happening at one Ivy League school.
The protesters have begun taking down their tents in Harvard Yard after university officials agreed to discuss their questions, such as Harvard's endowment and any ties the school has to Israel. Harvard alum Rotem Spiegler, who lives on campus, says she does not support the protesters.
For the Israeli and Jewish community on campus, this is like a slap in the face because we've been nothing but respectful and tried to raise our voices and let people understand that this is way more complicated and complex than what these students have been showing.
I'm Donna Warder.
Also at SRNnews.com, retail sales in April unchanged from March as inflation continued to sting and elevated interest rates made taking on more debt burdensome. Correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The number followed a revised 0.6% pace in March, according to Commerce Department data released today. Retail sales rose 0.9% in February. That comes after sales fell 1.1% in January, dragged down in part by inclement weather. Excluding gas prices and auto sales, retail sales fell 0.1% in April. Online sales were down 1.2%, while business at electronic stores was up 1.5%. Sales at home furnishing stores slipped 0.5%. I'm Bernie Bennett.
And it was a miniature poodle named Sage that has won the top prize at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. The Dow had 272 points, the Nasdaq adding 219. This is SRN News. The Chicago public school system is being sued. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Several former students say they were forced to engage in meditation and Hindu rituals during class and were ordered not to tell their parents about it. The plaintiffs say they were taken individually into a small room where they were instructed to set an offering on a Hindu altar and were given the name of a Hindu deity to repeat. The rituals were apparently part of an in-school meditation program designed to reduce violence. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona's highest court giving the state's attorney general another 90 days to decide further legal action in the case of a 160-year-old abortion ban. Lawmakers recently voted to repeal the law, but the vote won't take effect until 90 days after they wrap up their current session. The Arizona Supreme Court's order leaves in place, for now, a more recent law that legalizes abortion up to 15 weeks of pregnancy. This is SRN News. The Justice Department accuses Boeing of violating a settlement that allowed the company to avoid criminal prosecution after two deadly crashes involving its 737 aircraft.
The MAX crashes, one in Indonesia in 2018 and another in Ethiopia in 2019, killed a total of 346 people. After that, Boeing and federal prosecutors struck a deal that required the airplane manufacturer to meet certain safety conditions for 3 years to avoid criminal prosecution. The company also paid $2.5 billion. But that agreement ran out in January, just days after a panel blew off an Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 MAX airliner, reigniting questions over quality assurance. It's now up to the U.S. government whether to file charges. Many relatives of the victims say they do want to see criminal claims against the company.
The BBC's Helena Humphrey. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.